And Liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from those high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you tonight, folks. Well, we have first up tonight here at our two police and military associations. I don't know where this is at. I've been gone since early this morning and just arrived back. But for all those in Idaho County here, I've got an alert that a good friend of ours, Frank Elena's house, has been surrounded by the FBI. Frank, for those that don't know, is a very good constitutionalist, strongly believes in the Constitution. And my good friend that sent this over to us tell us that Frank may not go peaceably into the night. So he asked for people to go to the area and just be observers and witnesses to the way Frank is treated by the FBI, but do not try to interfere. And so I'm sure tonight's our political meeting down at in Kamiai, and this will come up. I don't know where it stands now, folks. Maybe somebody here can call in and let us know if the war is still on up at Frank Elena's house, or if it's over. I just don't know. Just got back in time to pick up the microphone here and go on the radio. And I hope Frank is okay, and I hope that this thing has been resolved without any violence and injury. So, anyway, heads up, everybody. If this thing is not over, please call me here and let me know what stage it's in, because I may have to go up there myself this evening after I get off the radio and see what's going on with the FBI and our brother Frank Elena. This is going on all across the country, folks, not just here at our wonderful Idaho County, Idaho area. Going on around the country, and I'm getting more and more of these reports all the time. Frank Elena is one of these people that is a legal, pretty much just about a legal genius, and he puts together these corporate souls for people. If anybody knows what a corporate soul is, you know what he's doing, trying to help people save their property. So we're coming up on our first break. We'll be right back and get into some news, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Okay, folks, we're back. This that old cop, Jack McLam, retired up here in the Great Rocky Mountains, only working like 15 hours a day in my retirement as a volunteer. But before we get off Frank Ellen, folks, say a prayer for him. I don't know what's going on. He's a good friend and a good man, and has helped a lot of people putting together these corporate souls. Now, I don't know too much about these corporate souls. I've had Frank explain it to me one time, and I'm a little dense. I've got to study things a little bit before I understand them. But understand they are to do two things. They help you secure your property, and then also, allegedly, they're to help you save on your taxes. And this is the type of organizations being attacked today. I heard 6 months ago through some of my friends in law enforcement and the federal level that corporate souls and trusts that help you lower your taxes. I've got a note coming in here from my assistant. She says everything seems all quiet and she hasn't seen anything. This came in from the mail lady delivering the mail up there. Called and said that everything seemed to be quiet at Frank's house. I don't know if that's good or bad. But anyway, yeah, say a prayer for Frank. But we have heard here, because we do trust for people, or our volunteers use trust and have for years and years, about 24 years, matter of fact, very effective tools to stop the government and stop those that want to sue you from taking your property. But our trusts do not do anything for your taxes, all right? And so those type of trusts are not being attacked. But corporate SOLs, UBOs, and others that eliminate taxes or lower your taxes, Bush put on something like an extra 6,000 IRS agents to come after those vehicles that lower your taxes and attack those types of products that you might go out and purchase. So Frank Elena was doing corporate SOLs and is very intelligent legal mind. And I believe, according to some, doing a very good job for people lawfully. But once again, the Bush crime family, who works for the international banksters, you know, that is the top of the food chain in these Luciferians in society that run our society, is the international banksters. And, of course, the Bush crime family are low-level lieutenants in that crime cabal. And Bush, I'm sure, got the order to put on 6,000 extra IRS agents to attack any type of a vehicle that you might purchase to reduce your taxes, even lawful type of product. So I assume that's what's going on. I don't know for sure, but just say a prayer for Frank Elena and his home, because this came from a pretty good reference today, so I assume it's probably true, but we don't know. So anyway, anybody out there that knows, I appreciate my assistant for coming on the intercom here and telling me that so far, at least this afternoon or this morning when the mail deliverer went by, that she said it seemed peaceful there and quiet. So I don't know anything more than that. So if you know, you can call in tonight. We do have open phones tonight, by the way. If you'd like to call in, please call in tonight on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Okay, well, seems like FEMA is continuing to block relief efforts. And we keep hearing that here at our two police and military associations, that FEMA is working against the relief efforts and working against all of those there that are trying to save lives and to take care of the injured and take care of those that are have been just dispossessed entirely. Why is this? If you happen to have a feeling as to why FEMA is working against the rescue efforts and the relief efforts, give us a call here. But here's what I have so far coming in from Rents.com. Rents.com put out this list today, and I could add a few more to it. But here's what they have today. They say FEMA won't accept Amtrak's help in evacuating the people. Amtrak is our big national, train system. FEMA turns away experienced firefighters. FEMA turns back Walmart supply trucks, and this came out in the New York Times. FEMA prevents Coast Guard from delivering diesel fuel. This came out in the New York Times. FEMA won't let Red Cross deliver food. That came out in the Post Gazette, wherever that's from. I'd have to look it up on the website they give me here. I don't know where that's from, but FEMA bars morticians from entering New Orleans. FEMA blocks 500-boat citizen flotilla from delivering aid to the relief effort. FEMA fails to utilize Navy ship with 600-bed hospital on board. And that's the one we told you about, I think, just a couple days ago, folks. The USS Bataan. 844-foot ship designed to dispatch our Marines in amphibious assaults, has helicopters, doctors, hospital beds, food, water. It can make its own water out of seawater up to 100,000 gallons a day. And it's been sitting offshore there in the Gulf for, as a matter of fact, it followed the hurricane in, because they were afraid it might be needed, and our government has failed to use this Bataan, USS Bataan, in the relief effort. The captain says, captain here, what's his name? Captain Nora Tyson, commander of the Bataan, says, we sure I've got sailors who could be on the beach right now distributing water and food and stuff, but I can't force myself on people. I figure we would be a big help in New Orleans. We've got electricity, and the police could charge their police radios. We've got water, toilets, we've got food. And they haven't been utilized. Nobody's utilized them again. Well, and then here's another one, FEMA to Chicago. They told Chicago send just one truck, and that came out in the Chicago Tribune. Now, I haven't read these reports. This is just what I'm reading here that fits in with other reports we've gotten that FEMA is there stopping the rescue mission or slowing it up as much as possible. Why is that, folks? Another one, FEMA turns away generators. That came in from, let me turn the page here, WWLTV, okay? They have a WWLTV blog. I don't know where that TV station is, but here's another one. FEMA first responders urged not to respond. That's on their own FEMA.gov website. What is going on, folks? What is going on? We know, and there's no question about it, had it been the rich section of New Orleans, if it had been the rich section of Mississippi, and there was millionaires sitting on top of their housetops, that within 2 hours, Bush would have been dropping caviar and French water, I'm sure, you know, that very expensive French water, down on their heads. And but 6 days, 6-7 days, and there are people dying everywhere for lack of water. Few people died for lack of nourishment, but very few, because it takes you weeks to die of lack of nourishment. But water, people were dying like crazy. And now, really, just right now, folks, the real relief effort's been kicked off, but FEMA seems to be blocking everything. What is going on? Call in tonight if you have a feeling about this at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I believe we have a caller on the phone. Paul, who is it? Oh, really? Wow, the phone lines are lining up already. Let's go to Jeff in Jeff in Massachusetts, welcome to the program.
Oh, yes, Jack. How's it going?
I'm doing pretty good. A little bit busy today, and so I'm just really getting settled in here. What's going on with you?
Oh, yes. As far as this hurricane is concerned, I have a quote here that will tie everything in. And I quote, "Today, America would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow they will be grateful." This is especially true if they were told that there were an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated. That threatened our very existence. It is then that all peoples of the world will plead to deliver them from this evil.
Henry Kissinger?
Yes, indeed. 1991, yeah. Meeting at the Bilderbergers, Yvonne's, France.
Yeah, 1991.
Well, the thing is, you know and I know that this New World Order is going to happen in about three stages. Number one, you have to break down the country. They're doing that
absolute
now.
Chaos. Absolute chaos. You're
induced
right.
Chaos. That's number one. Number two, you have a rebuilding effort after that. When you have the rebuilding effort, then the prosperity will come in. But the only thing is, there'll be no patriots. There'll be no freedom. That's it. It's just as simple as that.
Very good, Jeff. Yes, because when the people are fearful enough because of all the chaos and the horrific scenes that are going on, like down there, they're willing to give up their freedoms, and these international crime lords that run our governments know that, in order to have security. So you're right. The people, when they get fearful enough, will give up their freedoms, and the government will be happy to send in U.N. troops, as Kissinger said, to make the people peaceful and safe again.
I got more good stuff to say.
All right, Jeff. Hang on. We'll be right back after the break here. Take care.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after 2 compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Are filled up right now. Absolutely unbelievable. Incredible. But let's go back to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, go ahead and continue on, brother.
Ah, yes, Jack. Jack, here is the meat of the message, which is you have the 82nd Airborne. Do you realize, and correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't the 82nd Airborne Special Forces in New Orleans? And you have SWAT in there. You have...
Yeah, you have some of 87 Airborne that are not the special forces, but they're all a bunch of bad, or let's say great warriors, let's say.
Oh, yes.
Something that the military uses, but I better not say that on the air.
Well, and...
But they are great warriors, and there are some women in there, too, by the way, that are very tough gals.
Didn't know that.
In Airborne, yeah.
But anyways, you have that in there. And the U.S. is giving $2,000 debit cards to the people of New Orleans.
Yeah.
Now here's what I'm saying to myself, and this is the major meat, which is these people are doing house-to-house searches for people and probably weapons and stuff like that. You are with this article in the Metro newspaper, which is a local newspaper, you are seeing the end of America and the beginning of the dictatorship. The concentration camps are not in the future. They're here now in diet form, I call it. You don't have the...
A good diet, that's probably true.
Yeah, concentration camp light. Concentration camp regular is where they stick the patriots like us in here and shoot us and take our organs. That's concentration camp regular. This is concentration camp light, where they just stick the people in the acid dome and let the prisoners rape the people and let things get so chaotic and then spread the people all over the country and weed the bugs out.
Okay.
And P.S., Mexican troops are coming into New Orleans to give aid,
That's right.
And that is Trojan horse, my friend. And on that note,
yeah.
And on that note, my friend, I'll let the callers get on, and I do thank you for taking my call. Have a good one.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you. Yes, it does worry our two police and military associations here when you have Vicente Fox, the good old communist president of Mexico, sending his warriors across in military vehicles. You just got to wonder what they're bringing into this country. So I'm very suspicious of that, but they say they're here on a goodwill mission. And so it's hard to say what Bush and Vicente Fox have worked out for these guys to drop off here in the United States, wherever they're going. All right, let's take just a moment. Mike in Maryland, hold on just a minute, if you would, buddy. I've got a flash report here to put out. A lot of our brothers and sisters are out of work right now in America. Got a good job for you here. Openings are being, recruits are being taken at ATS. ATS is ATS Tactical, and it's for security people. If you are former military or law enforcement, we've got security work for you. Thanks to Colonel Craig Roberts sent this in to us today. The need for security personnel in those affected areas that got hit by Katrina. And the job title, Security Support Services in New Orleans and possibly Mississippi. Contact person is Carl Taylor. I've got the phone number here. I'll give it in just a minute, let you get your pens and papers. Company, Advanced Training Services out of Panama City, Florida. Job description, armed guards to provide security in standalone situations. Underline that. Standalone situations. You're on your own, okay? That'll be without law enforcement help or National Guard troop help to provide security for oil facilities, hospitals, morgues, etc., etc., etc. in the devastated area down there. This position will not augment law enforcement efforts, but is a private contract under FEMA. Former military and law enforcement only. Duration, 3, 6, and 12-month contract. $300 a day salary, eight-hour shifts. And that's $9,000 a month, folks. So where can you go to make $100,000 in a year? Or $50,000 in 6 months, although it's going to be dangerous, okay? Got to know what you're doing. You're in a standalone operation. When you need help, the law enforcement and National Guard are probably going to be busy elsewhere, so you got to be able to kick booty and take names if you know what I'm talking about. All right, qualifications, transportation, they pay your way to Panama City to take a brief training. And pay to where you're going to set you up as security. But they say here R&R is on your own. Well, there may not be much R&R because you're forward deployed in these affected areas living in tents. The chow is MREs, and it's very austere condition. In other words, you guys that were in the military, you know what I mean when I say living in tents and eating MREs. Can be a 3-month contract, 6 months, or 12 months. Background checks will be performed on all applicants. NCI and Lattenberg Amendment applies. Lattenberg, I guess it is. Remember, they passed that unconstitutional law that if you've ever had a row with your wife or husband and you have no right to keep and bear arms any longer, of course you can't be security carrying a gun if you fall into those categories. Be right back. Finish that up, and we'll be back then with Mike in Maryland right after this break. Stay tuned, folks. I'll give out that phone number, too, for Carl Taylor.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net. Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
On the Off Jack McLam program, and I just, John Statmiller just came on and gave me a very good point, folks, very good point. He says if it's going to be under FEMA, be careful that you will not be used to go in people's houses and take people out and force people out of their homes and take their weapons. Good point. This doesn't say that. This says private security jobs. Providing security for the oil facilities, hospital, morgues, et cetera, et cetera. But I would say this. I don't support it, of course, if you're going to be going in people's homes and taking their guns and putting them under martial law, taking them out of their homes that have not been affected by Katrina and getting them out of the area. So I'm going to give out this number for Carl Taylor. Be good to ask him about that before you stick your neck in the noose, because I don't think any of you would feel good about being a part of this martial law scenario under FEMA. And if you're going to be used to do things unconstitutional and take away people's freedom, then I would say no to it, regardless of how much they pay. But I do know a lot of our brothers and sisters are out of work today, and with the government divesting this country of all the industry and manufacturing, and now we're down to $6 and $10 an hour jobs, and the price of everything's going up, that a lot of families I hear from are hurting. Okay, so let me give out this phone number. You can check it out yourself through Carl Taylor. He's the person with tactical recruiting down there. His number is 850-237-2705. That's 850-237-2705. And once again, I tell you, please don't become a part of any martial law scenario down there. If they're lying to us and you're going to be kicking in doors and going in, I'd tell them to pack sand, okay? I wouldn't be a part of that at all. So check it out, folks. I did have a couple guys call me back after my morning show and told me that they had talked to Carl Taylor and sounded good, but they probably didn't ask the questions that John the Staff Miller said ought to be asked, and I think he's absolutely right. So go for it if you'd like to. I'm going back to the phones now to go to Mike in Maryland. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hey, great show. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
The Jeff always has something interesting to say, doesn't he?
He does. Yes, he does.
Danger is my middle name, I tell you.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. Now, is it a BYOG, bring your own guns?
Bring your own guns. I believe it is, yeah.
Seriously?
Well, yes, yeah. This is a security work for former military and law enforcement, so I don't imagine they're going to give you the guns. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. But
okay.
I would certainly take my own, and if they want to give me something more sophisticated, I would probably take it. But I don't have the answers to that.
All my guns are Eastern Bloc origin, but they'll work.
Oh, yeah.
My AK collection. I'll bring my Bulgarian AK and my CZ pistol.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what. We're just witnessing a red dawn in slow motion, aren't we?
I got a sneaky suspicion that this is all somehow set up to be the chaos, the beginning of chaos in this country like we've never seen before, Mike. Chaos is sufficient with FEMA trying to hold back the rescue mission. Seems like they want as much chaos as they want to bring in as much martial law as the people will demand to be made safe.
I tell you what, I don't know if I'm going to apply for the job, but I don't know if they want a 53-year-old fat boy down there or not. I don't know.
Well, I would go for $100,000 a year if I wasn't doing anything against my oath that I took to support and defend the Constitution and protect the people. But other than that, if I wasn't disabled, Mike, I'd probably be on my way. I'd like to build a house for my bride here and get out of this 1977 mobile home, if you know what I mean.
Well, see, I was thinking about getting a second job delivering pizzas, but if I can do this for a week, is it simply a nine month gig?
No, it says 3, 6, or 12 month contract.
Well, hellfire, man. Then it could be me enough dough to do something, you know.
Well, that's true. It's a respectable amount, $300 a day. So in our shifts, you got to be willing to live in the tents again like we did during the military and MREs, you know.
I had a top secret clearance in the Army, so
that's
been many moons ago. But I'll tell you what, though, that sounds like a good opportunity to get some cash to provide myself for the amenities I'll need when the stuff hits the fan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, Mike, check it out, but be careful. Ask the right questions because it doesn't do any good to go down there if they're going to use you as a stormtrooper to go
cannon fodder.
Rape people and take their property and their guns and everything.
No, I won't do that. I might get my booty shot off, too, you know?
Well, you might. They do say, I didn't put this in here, the risk factor. Of course, the risk factor, you know, goes from 1, like freeway driving, to 10, like infantry duty in Iraq. Well, they say it's 2 to 3 in risk factor, so I'd up that a couple more, probably more like 4 or 5 risk factor down there. But who, you know, as a cop and as a soldier, you didn't take the job to be safe, you know.
No, that's true. So, you're right about that. But let me ask you something. This thing with the Mexican troops, I mean, is this just the beginning? I mean, is somebody going to stand up in Congress? I was listening to John Stettmiller earlier.
Yes.
I tried to get on the show, but I couldn't. But, I mean, is somebody going to kiss and heat off this, or is this just going to be sloughed off by the establishment?
I don't think they're going to catch any heat over it because with the brainwashing of the American people by the controlled media every day and the talking heads there in Congress, the American people will think it's wonderful to have these foreign troops in here doing their thing. So I don't think the Congress is going to take any heat over this.
Supposedly, according to John Stettmiller, Ron Paul may make a big stink out of this. I don't know.
Well, I would say that that's probably the righteous way to go about it, but they don't listen to him anyway, you know?
Yeah, that's true. He's a persona non grata. Hey, thank you very much, and I don't want to take up too much of your time.
Okay, Mike.
You keep up the good work.
Okay, and let us know what you find out from Carl Taylor down there, if this is a search and destroy mission or if it's really what they say it is. Okay, Mike?
Yeah, I was an 05 Foxtrot in the Army, so I wasn't in combat.
Okay.
But hey,
sounds good.
Thank you very much.
Take care. God bless. Okay. Let's go to Lewis in Washington State, I think. Lewis, is it Washington State or the District of Criminals?
Yeah, well, Washington State, but we have our own District of Criminals in our state, too.
Very wise.
That's in Olympia, Washington.
That's right. Yeah.
I heard earlier in your program that you were talking about corporation souls, and that's something that I'm starting to look at. I got to warn people that corporation souls are only for churches and parishes. They are not for individuals to put their assets or businesses, you know, or income into. We had some guys in Washington that have caused a lot of people here in Arizona a lot of trouble selling them corporation souls on that premise, and all of their clients are now being attacked by the IRS.
Yep, I knew it. Now tell me again, it's for churches and what else?
Churches and parishes.
Oh, okay.
Corporation souls are not for individuals to put their private assets to.
Okay, they've been applying them to the individuals, so that's probably where the rub is.
Yeah, Richard Kegley and Jim Shaver are two guys that were selling corporation souls for about 7, 8, 9 years now, and my friend Lloyd Smith told him at that time at the Jural Society meeting in Ellensburg that he guarantees in about 3 to 6 years they're all going to be attacked by the IRS. They got mad at him, and they walked out from the meeting. And here it is, 3 years ago, Jim Shaver comes to me after the Jural Society meeting in Ellensburg and asking me if I would help him fix his corporation souls. And I asked him why. He goes, well, my clients are all being attacked by the IRS.
Yeah, right.
To this date, Richard Kegley and Jim Shaver are still selling these same corporation souls with full knowledge that their clients are going to be attacked by the IRS. This is just plain wrong.
Well, these are patriots for profit that we hear about so often.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You know,
well,
they'll tell you something up front, but they got no backup paperwork when things go bad, you know?
Now, that's what we've heard, and we heard that the Bush crime family has really loaded up the IRS with agents to go after these different kind of vehicles like this.
Oh,
okay, Lewis.
Can I mention one more thing for your...
Yeah, go right ahead quickly, please.
I hear you say all the time that you swear an oath to uphold the Constitution. Well, I got to point out that the real Constitution... The federal constitution has been suspended and placed into the archives in Washington, D.C. You can order a certified copy of the federal constitution from the National Archives in Washington, D.C. They allegedly pulled it out in the 1950s, and they took a photograph of it. So what you'll be getting is a certified copy of a photograph of the federal constitution. It's poster size. It's 4 pages. And guess what? You get the National Archives to certify that. It has no 16th Amendment on it. And that, you know... That is significant. Nobody's ever filed that into a tax court saying, hey, there's no 16th Amendment to the real federal constitution. And a lot of people cite the federal constitution and the judges are violating it that's in their state statute books. Well, I discovered the constitution that's in every single state statute books is actually the constitution for the District of Columbia of 1871, which can be found at section 34 of the Acts of the 41st Congress, section 3, chapter 61 and 62, which is also 16 stat section 419 of the statutes at large.
Oh, okay, yeah. Lewis. Listen, I got to go, buddy. You just blinked out my computer there. But listen, thank you. That's very interesting. I hadn't heard that before, but I got to go to other callers, Lewis, okay? Okay, let's go to John in Arizona. John, welcome to the program. Hello, John in Arizona.
Jack, how you doing?
Very good. Good to have you on. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you. You know, Jack, did you hear about the sheriff that was trying to establish communications down there in Louisiana there in New Orleans? And the FEMA kept cutting his wire there.
That's what I've been hearing. We haven't been able to document that, but we have had those reports. And so, John, if you get any documentation on that, I'd sure like to know where you got that. So.
Okay. Well, from what I've heard is that he had to actually put an armed sentry on the communications, I guess, from what I've heard, what I've what I've read. I'll see what I can come up with here.
Okay, well, listen, send that over to me, John, if you can, by computer at jack@cyberquest. That's jack@cyberquest, cyberquest.com. jack@cyberquest, cyberquest.com. And I'd love to have that and see if we can't document it. Thanks,
okay.
John.
Yeah, Jack?
Yes.
I had a couple of, I wanted to say something else here.
Okay,
have you ever
perfect.
Found out whatever happened to General Burns, Kevin P. Burns? What has happened with him? I know that
yeah.
he was blowing the whistle or something. You know, we don't know the complete
right.
story, but
yeah, and they've charged him with or they railroaded him out on some kind of a sexual crime of some kind, and I haven't heard any follow up on that, John. I'm sorry.
Well, I'd like to know what happened with General Burns there, because you know, I mean, he's another patriot that was. Well, that was obviously trying to blow the whistle or something in there. Where, you know, we need to know what's going on inside.
Yeah, but
there.
Listen, help us do some research, because I'm working 14, 16 hours a day, many, many days here as a volunteer. And my goodness, there's so much to do, John. But I'd love to know, too,
well,
so if any listeners out there have any information on that, send it our way.
Well, I know on Newswatch magazine here, Jack, it says that that the military had suspended all leave between August 25th and the whole month of September.
Right.
And that NORTHCOM military division, which is actually composed mostly of foreign soldiers. Were you aware of that?
I've heard something about it, but don't have any documentation on it.
Okay. I just heard that from the Newswatch magazine, it says they're strategically
yes.
placing these foreign soldiers throughout America, so when they declare martial law, they've already got them here in the United States.
That would be something I would suspect would be very advantageous to us. John, I got to go to other
okay.
callers,
all right,
buddy.
Thanks, bye.
Thanks a lot. Okay, who is in Texas? Okay, Johanna in Texas. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jack. I've listened to your show for quite some time, and I'll try to say it as quickly as possible, but
okay.
this is very, very important. People are being very misled. First of all, this offer about all that money for joining the ATF is a trick. John Stadtmiller is right. Beware.
Trick.
And do not get enticed by any money. I don't care how much you need it. Start repenting sins, get on your knees, and trust in the Creator. The Constitution can't save anyone. Only the Creator can. Please, I beg of you, unite and pray
yeah.
together.
I like you, Johanna. You're right on target, sister. That's absolutely right.
It says, for a small moment have I forsaken you, but with great mercies will I gather you.
Yes.
In a little wrath I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on you, says your Creator, your Redeemer. Trust in the Creator. Wait upon Him. Repent sins so He will answer your prayers. If you do not repent your sins, He will not answer your prayers. So repent your sins so He will listen to your prayers and answer you. Let's all pray. Get on our knees tonight and pray for Jack McLam and for John
right.
Stadtmiller and all brothers and sisters.
Okay, sweetie. My goodness, I'll tell you, you've hit the hot button there. That's what the answer is, without
it's
a doubt.
It's the only answer. We cannot continue
That's
to be
the only
deceived.
Answer. That's true. Thank you, sister.
I love you, Jack.
Lord bless you. Bye. Love you, too. Okay. Who is it? Okay, John in Southern California. My whole list changed here. John in Southern California, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks. About this corporation soul, the way to do this is use Nevada corporations with nominee officers and directors and resident agents, and you can park assets in there. And if you do it the right way, when they run an asset check on you, it's not in your name. I've been setting people up with these for several years, and the company I work for has been around for 15 years doing this.
I see, John. Okay. Well, I'm just telling you what I heard, and one of the brothers here, Lewis, called in and said what he believed was going on. But we do know here at our two police and military associations that Bush has assigned 6,000 new IRS agents to go after corporate souls and other types of trusts like UBOs and others that are helping people save on their taxes, which is usually a lawful thing to do to reduce your taxes, John. So appreciate that input.
All righty. I'd like to help. I could hook people up with this, and if you guys want to give me a call off the air, that'd be okay.
Okay, well, I don't really want to use the program to sell products like that, my friend. So I don't want to, until I have a better feel for what that is, I don't want to send people your way.
Well, that's fine.
What I'm hearing here is a lot of people are being attacked that are getting involved with corporate souls. Now, you may have the answer, but at this point, I don't want to stick my reputation and my neck out for you right now, John. I hope you don't mind.
That's fine.
All right. Thanks, John.
All right.
Appreciate
thanks.
It. All right. Yes, John might be right. I just don't know. So I don't want to give out his number and be have people calling me 5 months later and telling me they're calling me collect from prison. Okay. Well, we'll be right back, and we'll close out the program with whoever's left on the line. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ached. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Guess what? The phone lines are open. My goodness gracious. Hard to believe here. All of a sudden we had about three people drop off, not thinking they were going to get on. But let me get into a few things here. I had a lot of information for you today. Yes, I truly believe, and we've discussed this. I've discussed it with some of my fellows here. We believe that there's something. We have to be very careful with these Mexican convoys coming into the United States because, remember, criminal Bush family and the criminal Fox family are tight, and everything they do is criminal in activity. and everything they think about is criminal inactivity, with Bush spearheading the turnover of the southwest part of the United States back to Mexico, and his overlords, of course, have been funding this for 40 years, the Aztlan Reconquista program. So all of a sudden, we've got fleets of Mexican vehicles coming into the United States. All I could say is if I were king for the day, I would take those Mexican convoys, get the soldiers out, and check them bottom to top and check all their packages to find out what they're delivering into the United States, because have a little bit of cavity searches, I think, of some of these people, because these are very evil families. The Fox family, president of Mexico, the Bush family, you know how evil he is, and for generations after generations, they've been the most evil of families in our country. So, yes, I don't know more to say about that. I do know that America goes down and helps other countries. If I wasn't so suspicious, I would say Mexicans coming up here to help our people, I wouldn't be against that. But because we know what we know and how evil Vicente Fox is and the Bush crime family, and they're working together on these criminal activities, I would certainly be very aware and supervise these individuals very carefully. Now, we have an organization, Citizens Helping Heroes, announced today out of Washington, D.C., that it has launched a targeted campaign to help the families of National Guardsmen currently serving in Iraq who have been left homeless, the families who have been left homeless because of Hurricane Katrina. Monies raised will go directly to the families of those service members deployed overseas who live in the Gulf region. To donate, please visit www.citizenshelpingheroes.org. So there's an organization now been set up, folks, for 40% of the National Guardsmen who are on active duty in the wars for oil over in Iraq, while the National Guard at home has been taking part in rescue operations and law enforcement. Some 6,000 members of the Louisiana and Mississippi Guard have been forced to watch the catastrophe from 7,000 miles away in Iraq. Over the past 8 months, 23 members of the Louisiana National Guard have died in Iraq. Only New York's Guard units have suffered many more deaths. Folks, we have here Private Richard Beal of New Orleans, 94th Engineer Combat Battalion, saying from Mosul, he's stationed in Mosul, that he's very, very worried about his family. I've tried calling, haven't been able to reach anyone, and I've called my cousin's cell phone. All circuits are busy. I don't know what's going on. It's very frustrating. Just want to say, folks, bring the National Guard home, especially these guys who have had their families devastated in these areas. Bring them home now. Don't be setting up organizations to try to find their families. Bring them home now. Well, anyway, God bless all of you out there. It's the end of the program. Hope to talk to you again tomorrow. Lord bless you. And don't forget, folks, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.